नमो ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादिशतारिणे शील प्रभुपादी जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 सो विच वर्स
1339
अखिलधन्या भगवन्त इत्थम् यद्वासुदेवेऽखिललोकनाथे
कुर्वन्ति सर्वात्मकमात्मभावम्
न यत्र भूय परिवर्त उग्रः अथेह धन्या भगवन्त इत्थम् यद्वासुदेवेऽखिललोकनाथे
कुर्वन्ति सर्वात्मकमात्मभावम्
न यत्र भूय परिवर्त उग्रः अथेह धन्या भगवन्त इत्थम् यद्वासुदेवेऽखिललोकनाथे कुर्वन्ति सर्वात्मकमात्मभावम् न यत्र भूय परिवर्त उग्रः
अथेह धन्या भगवन्त इत्थम्
यद्वासुदेवेऽखिललोकनाथे
कुर्वन्ति सर्वात्मकमात्मभावम् न यत्र भूय परिवर्त उग्रः
अथेह धन्या भगवन्त इत्थम्
यद्वासुदेवेऽखिललोकनाथे
कुर्वन्ति सर्वात्मकमात्मभावम् न यत्र भूय परिवर्त उग्रः
Matajis.
Atehadanya bhagavantaritam.
Yadvasudeve kila lokanate.
Kurvanti sarvatmakam atmabhavam.
Nayatra bhuya parivartam.
Atha
does
Iha
in this world
dhanya
successful
bhagavantah
perfectly cognizant
Ittham
such
yad
what
Vasudeve
unto the personality of Godhead,
Akhila,
all embracing,
Lokanathe,
unto the proprietor of all the universes,
Kurvanti,
inspires,
Sarva Atmakam,
100%,
Atma,
spirit.
Bhavam,
ecstasy.
Never.
Yatra,
wherein.
Bhuya,
again.
Parivartaha,
repetition.
Ugraha,
dreadful.
Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
Jai.
Only by making such inquiries in this world can one be successful and perfectly cognizant. For such inquiries invoke transcendental ecstatic love unto the personality of Godhead, who is the proprietor of all the universes and guarantee 100% immunity from the dreadful repetition of birth and death. Please repeat after me. Only by making such inquiries in this world,
can one be successful
and perfectly cognizant. For such inquiries,
invoke transcendental ecstatic love
unto the personality of Godhead.
Who is the proprietor of all the universes?
And guarantee 100% immunity from the dreadful reputation of birth and death. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The inquiries of the sages headed by Shaunaka are herewith praised by Suta Goswami on the merit of their transcendental nature. As already concluded, only the devotees of the Lord can know Him to a considerable extent, and no one else can know Him at all. So the devotees are perfectly cognizant of the spiritual knowledge. The personality of Godhead is the last word of the absolute truth. Impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma, Supersoul, are included in the knowledge of the personality of Godhead. So one who knows the personality of Godhead can automatically know all about Him, His multipotencies, and His expansions. So the devotees are congratulated as being all successful. A 100% devotee of the Lord is immune to the dreadful material miseries of repeated birth and death. Om Agyanati Milandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chukshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamayam Dadati Swapadam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Krishna is the source of all incarnations. The third chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this verse, the verse 39, goes like Atheha dhanya bhagavanta ittham jad vasudeve khila lokanathe kurvanti sarvatmakamatma bhavam najatra bhuya parivarta ugraha. Only by making such inquiries in the world can one be successful and perfectly cognizant. For such inquiries, invoke transcendental ecstatic love unto the personality of Godhead, who is the proprietor of all the universes, and guarantee 100% immunity from the dreadful reputation of birth and death. So many points are made in this particular shloka, particular verse. So the first point is, by making inquiries, the ultimate consideration of Brahma Jigyasa, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and what is our relationship with Him. So only by making such inquiries in this world can one be successful and perfectly cognizant. The word cognizant means? Yes, Krishna Kishore. Cognizant means knowing. Not all cognizant, it's all knowing. Recognize, right? Are you familiar with the word?
Yes.
Recognize. So they both the words are coming from the same root. Cognizant. So perfectly cognizant. One can have perfect knowledge. What is the perfect knowledge? Perfect knowledge is to know the cause of all causes. Knowledge means to know the cause. And the perfect knowledge means to know the cause of all causes. So who is the cause of all causes?
Krishna.
Even in the spiritual approach, people think Brahman is the cause of all causes. Those who are seekers of knowledge, they think Brahman is the cause of all causes. Therefore, Brahmavadis. But that understanding is impersonal. Understanding the energy, but not the energetic. And then, another understanding, as Prabhupada is saying, recognizing the super soul, who is situated in everyone's heart. So that understanding also is not complete and perfect. So what is the complete and perfect understanding? Understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jashmin bigyate sarvamevam bigyatam bhavati. Knowing Him, everything becomes known. Because He is the cause of all causes. Everything is emanating from Him. So when you know the cause of all causes, then you know the all causes. Right? Everything becomes known. So that's why this inquiry is very important. Question. Inquiry. Jigyasa. Inquiry. Who is? Why? So these are the questions. The questions are why, what, when, how. How did it happen? What is the cause? When did it happen? How did it happen? So these are questions. So when you get to know the answers of these questions, what is the ultimate answer? This ultimate answer is not by means of our own effort. We know something by our own effort. Like for example, now that you have come to America, now you know what America is like. Right? So by experience, by direct experience, you get to know something. And you got to know the soil in America looks same as India. But the soil of America is gold. Right? So these are knowledge, but this is called ascending knowledge. Right? Like deductive knowledge, deduce that. We acquire the knowledge through the sense perception. But this knowledge is perfect because it's not dependent upon our endeavor, our sense perception, our intelligence. This knowledge came from the spiritual world. One cannot possibly get to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is. That's why the Brahmavadis get stuck. Even though get beyond material nature, but there they see the light, and they think that that light is the source of everything, cause of everything. Which is true in a way. The cause of this material nature is that spiritual light. Sarvam khallidam Brahma. Everything is a transformation of Brahman, the spiritual energy. But knowing the energy, at the most we can get to know the energy by dint of our own effort, but that's also not possible. Very, very difficult. Very difficult. Rabbhaktari gotir dukham. Very difficult, very distressful. But the knowledge about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is not the energy, but who is the energetic, from whom the energy is emanating. By knowing Him, we can get the perfect understanding. But that knowledge cannot be perceived with our own effort. Therefore, the spiritual knowledge is called adhokshaja, beyond sense perception. Beyond sense perception. We have to give up the endeavor of our senses. No. My senses, which includes my mind and intelligence, is not going to enter into that domain. That's beyond my sense perception. But that knowledge comes down. When the inquiry is sincere, then we find the source where can those questions be answered. Right? So that's why when one seriously takes to spiritual life, he searches for a bona fide guru. I had that experience. I was searching. And I could see that none of them could actually give me the answer. Although I didn't know what the answer was. But that feeling was there that no, that's not. So, by Krishna's mercy, I came across Srila Prabhupada. By Krishna's mercy, we all came across Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada gave the perfect answer. And how did Prabhupada give the perfect answer? Because Prabhupada was simply dictating, simply transmitting the knowledge that Krishna gave. Similarly, today we also can impart perfect knowledge. Why? Because we are simply repeating what we heard from our predecessors, our spiritual preceptors, especially Srila Prabhupada. So, now, what is the result of that? When we get that, such inquiries invoke transcendental ecstatic love. When you get the answer to this question, what happens? We naturally fall in love with Krishna. Because Krishna is all attractive. Attraction leads to love. When you become attracted, we fall in love. Krishna is all attractive. Like, all that. That's why Krishna is Bhagavan. Bhagavan means these six. Bhaga, it means six qualities. All this opulence, all the wealth, all the strength, all beauty, all fame, all knowledge, and all renunciation. So all attractions fall in one of these categories. Either all, or at least one of them. We are attracted to beauty. When you see something beautiful, don't you become attracted? We say good morning, which means beautiful morning. Even though it may be, say, raining, snowing, cold, dreary, we say good morning. After all, it's beautiful. Or at least we hope it's beautiful. So we are attracted to beauty. We are attracted to knowledge. We are attracted to wealth. We are attracted to strength. We are attracted to fame. And sometimes we are attracted to renunciation. So now Krishna possesses all these to the absolute extent. Therefore, if we get to know Krishna, we cannot help but fall in love with him. And that love generates ecstasy. That love generates ecstasy. When you develop that love, our heart becomes full of joy. Because we get to see how wonderful Krishna is. We get to see all that Krishna is doing for us. Krishna is so wonderful. He's taking care of us in so many ways. So we naturally become grateful to him. So that is why it automatically invokes transcendental ecstasy. And unto whom is the proprietor of everything. Krishna is the proprietor of everything. And the other thing that is, what happens when we develop that relationship, loving relationship with Krishna, then what happens? Freedom from the cycle of birth and death. Freedom from the cycle of birth and death, meaning freedom from suffering condition. No more suffering. So this is the benefit that one derives by developing his loving relationship with Krishna, which begins from this inquiry, which begins from who am I? That's the beginning, who am I? And if we have the right source, then we get the right answer. Who am I? What's the immediate answer? You are not this body. That's the first lesson. And this answer to this first lesson removes all suffering condition. You are not this body. Who are you? Yes, spirit soul. All the sufferings are due to this body. All the sufferings are due to this body. But I am not this body. It's not theoretically understand, but when we practically realize that I am not this body, I am a spirit soul, then there is no suffering for me. And ultimate suffering is death. No death. Because the soul doesn't die. It's the body that dies. I'm not this body, so I won't die. The soul is immortal. Therefore, I'm immortal. That's the ABCD of spiritual knowledge. The first aspect of spiritual knowledge. So, this is how all the problems get solved. Just by approaching Krishna consciousness properly. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Guru Premanande. Does anybody, Udayananda Prabhu, do you want to say something?
I want to say thank you, Maharaj, for leading Prabhupada's movement in such a dynamic way.
Hare Krishna.
And bringing all your children with you. One of the words in there is bhava. It means ecstatic.
Bhava.
And I was thinking, naturally, the soul is ecstatic. It doesn't have to be artificially stimulant. But everyone is trying to artificially, because there's so much suffering in their life, they artificially try to stimulate themselves through intoxications.
Right. Yeah, true. The thing is that the soul becomes situated in that ecstatic situation only when it is connected to Krishna. And the means for connections is love. And the result of love? Joy.
So it's love surrender?
Love begins with surrender. Especially this love. Because initially he is the master, we are the servants. So we have to surrender. But in the higher form of loving relationship, they may not be surrender. Nanda Maharaj is not surrendering to Krishna.
That's amazing.
The beginning factor is surrender. And another thing that I was trying to point out, in the material nature, as you're saying, artificially, because they do not know Krishna, they want to experience that ecstasy or joy through mundane relationships. Through mundane relationships they want to experience joy. But it never works. Because in this material world there is no love. The joy is derived out of love, but in the material platform there is no love. It's lust. What is lust? One body tries to exploit another body. So, although it goes on in the name of love, but in the material nature there is no love. So, on the other hand, when we surrender to Krishna, then we see how Krishna is actually taking care of us. Like the servant becomes grateful when he sees that the master is taking care of him. Therefore the beginning stage is, you know, like recognizing Krishna as the supreme controller, supreme proprietor, and dearmost friend. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Any other question? No question? Okay. So, are you all happy to be here, the newcomers? I remember when Rasananda and Krishna Kishore came here, they were not so ecstatic.
But now it is.
Their attitude was, my God, look at this place, we have to stay here. And what did he tell them that time, Krishna Kishore?
You said you have 3 days.
Huh?
You told us here, you should commit or quit.
Commit or quit?
Yeah. You have 3 days to decide. Either commit or quit. Your thing. Nice. If you don't like to be here, fine, hit the road.
And lose.
But they're good boys. And they just... And of course, these girls are also good girls. They did not complain. And then, yeah, like, and I can see that they're enjoying it here so much, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's difficult, but you know, like, when, you know, like, Krishna Priya had been such a wonderful impetus here. She came from her own place to serve here. First thing I wanted to do is plant trees. And she was the one who was doing all the hard job. And she's very experienced and she's very hardworking. And she's amazing actually. You know, she had cancer.
Right, yeah.
She not only survived, but she's so much into it. I mean, so much into serving. So, you know, like through service we actually derive the joy. Like that's why I told them, that take the pictures now.
Mm.
And 5 years from now, we will see.
Yeah.
Then we will say, well, this is what it used to be.
Definitely.
And it will be a wonderful experience to get involved. And, you know, as I said, like, you know, one has to be committed. And, like, I'll just give you an example. One of my disciples recently wrote, Guru Maharaj, I heard that you are starting a project and this, that, you know. I'd very much like to come. So I told him, it's the initial stage, the facilities are not very nice, it's quite difficult, and everybody is expected to work hard. So then comes his reply. I still have something to do here. So when my responsibility is here, when we are free from the responsibility, I'll come. So what I didn't write to him after that, but my feeling will be, if that is your mentality, don't come.
Mm-hmm.
This place is not meant for lazies and crazies.
That's
proper. No room for lazies and crazies.
Yes.
And no room for troublemakers. You have seen in Ujjain how I dealt with them, some of the devotees. You know, either you stay and create a nice atmosphere. If you are a disturbance, then you better go. Just like when the children cry in the Bhagavatam class, what do you feel? Please, so it's a similar way. Don't create disturbance. Serious things are going on here. So try to consider that this is an opportunity to serve. And I'm seeing one example is Damodar Prasad. Have you all met Damodar Prasad? Yeah, you have met them in Ujjain. Damodar Prasad went back to Switzerland. I sent him back to Switzerland. But he came back here. He found that this was even better than the luxury and comfort of Switzerland. And not only that, the other day we were discussing, like, you know, we'll have a meeting today sometime, like, what do you want to do? Because things that you have to do in America, you see, unlike India, labor is very expensive. And that's what makes things so expensive. Because labor is so expensive. Labor is so expensive because living here is expensive. So everybody has to earn money. So, and they earn whatever they're doing, they charge a lot of money. But, you know, we have to do things in a way that is cutting the cost as much as possible. Make it as economical as possible. Say, for example, we hire somebody and he charges so much money. Now, the thing is, you all are here. Do you want us to pay them the money, or do you want to do it yourselves?
Want to do it ourselves.
Right. So, one thing that comes to is, you know, like driving these machines, big, big machines. Actually, here you don't do things with your hands so much. Yeah, you do. You drive the machines with your hand and feet. That's the handy job that you do. But the machine does everything here. So the other day I was driving down there, as Prashad was driving, and he was telling me that so many drift machines he can operate. Because his father has a farm, and he has already done that there. May not be the same machines, but you know, if you know how to, like, say, for example, if you know how to drive one car,
right,
you can drive a van, a bus, and so forth. It's similar. So I'm confident that all of you are going to be very, very helpful in this project. And you will see people will come. You'll see that two persons are working and they're doing so much. Now consider, if six of you do things, it'll go at least three times faster, three times better. And my point is, if illiterate, uneducated people can become expert in this way, what to speak of you, the educated young boys? So, do you think it's a good idea? So, you want to commit or quit?
You got 3 days. Mayapur, there was just one hut, right, when Prabhupada went there.
Yeah.
And you see, Ajamil was one of the boys there, it's one of the brahmacharis. Mm-hmm. I got a brother. He's the one cooking. And I'll see Mayapur now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And well, let's see what happens. What happened in Mayapur in 50 years. But of course, I'll say that we don't want things to develop the way it did in Mayapur. Mayapur development was without any planning.
Right.
Without proper guidance, without proper leadership. So that's the difference. That's the difference between Mayapur's development and Ujjain's development.
Gotcha.
You can see Ujjain's development is, you know, so systematic, and whereas Mayapur, you know, Mayapur has become a concrete jungle. You know, they built 6-story building, no lift. And buildings are leaning. You know, just some village boys, you know, started to build because it's a way to make money. So people came wearing a gamcha to Mayapur and now they're millionaires. At Prabhupada's expense. We don't want that to happen here.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Prabhupada's blood, sweat and tears, you know, turned into... I'm saying it because, you know, I want you all to know what we want to do here. Everything has to be done very, very systematically. Anyway, so let's not talk about that. Let's just do. Let's act. Because action leaves its lasting impression, perceivable impression. Okay, so we'll have a meeting afterwards. So now we can go. I have another conference call. I had a conference call this morning and it went very well. Another conference call. These conference calls are especially when they involve me, that means problem. Like the problems that that's coming on from last year, now I have to get involved in that, because otherwise I'm not involved in the executive committee. For 3 months they want me to be involved. I remain involved. I think how much? A month has 17th February till 17th March. Yeah, almost 1 month has gone by, so now I'm counting days. For a month. And that's the thing, you see, like to coordinate the timing. Now the timing is Australia, India, Europe, America. When it's midnight in America, it's midday in Australia. Not even midday, afternoon in Australia.
Right.
So 3 o'clock here was like 5 o'clock in Australia.
In the afternoon.
Okay, thank you all very much. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande.
Hare Hare Gaur.